Hello, welcome everybody again. Here we are. This is episode, This is six. And this one is titled, Does God Like Solving Problems? Okay, there it is. I don't know why I said that. There it is. Here we are. But this came to me one time. I was semi recently ago. And I was like, what was I doing? I think I was working on a website, actually. I was doing some programming. And it was like before I went into work to do more programming. Or maybe it was the weekend. I don't know. And I wanted to like do something else. But I'm like, I got to get this out real quick. And praise the Lord, thankfully. Like, I got something out. I'm like, oh, man, that felt great. You know that feeling? Like, you did something. And like a lot of times, like, you do something like quickly. And you're like, you just make maybe progress, maybe not, maybe backwards progress, you know, reverse, regress. Isn't that like lying down or leaving? You know, you make backward productivity. It's counterproductive. You're like, ugh, all right, fine. But maybe that's just part of the path. But anyways, so the time when you do something, you only have a short amount of time. You're like, and you got it done, or to a point where it's good to stop. You're like, whoa, sweet, that just rolled right along. That was awesome. Right. So that happened one morning. And I was like, whoa, it sparked like this train of thoughts in my head. And I'm probably going to read all those thoughts that came down here at some point. But I mentioned this in the last podcast, that book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F. And he says a lot are kind of like the pursuit of, or not the pursuit, the happiness is often obtained just by solving problems. Like, we like solving problems. It seems to be built in us some way, somehow, part of us. We're happy when we're solving problems. It feels good. And that's like, I think that's what he said. Like, that's like, that is the ultimate happiness. So it's like, we always, and we might even, going down a different path here. We might even sabotage ourselves sometimes. I don't know. I need to think about this. I think we do. I think we sabotage ourselves sometimes because maybe a certain path is a little bit easier than we want, and we don't feel enough restriction, and we need a problem to solve. We need restriction. It's funny, only through like a level of resistance can there be progress. And man, that sucks that it's true, because it hurts and it's hard and it takes energy and we're tired, and I get tired and I don't want to do things. But I guess that means I just have to stop and then do it tomorrow or next week or next year or next decade, whatever it is. But we need resistance. We need restriction to make progress, to keep going, and that is solving a problem in a sense. So, wow, that's there's something to that. I don't know why the universe seems to be orchestrated that way, but it does. So does God like solving problems? I want to say yes. So that question came to mind. So I finished this and I was like, whoa, why that feels so good right now. That's what kind of spurred this. I'm like, what, that little programming bit I was doing, I'm like, why does this feel so good right now? And I'm like, I just solved a problem. Like, and so I'm like, if I'm made in God's image, I believe that. However that works, I don't exactly know, but you know, I'm made in His image. We're made in His image. If we like solving problems, do we like solving problems because He likes solving problems? What does that tell us about God? And I think God likes solving problems. I think God likes being the hero. I think He likes kind of swooping it. I don't know. I could be totally off here. I think He likes swooping in at the last minute and being like, here I am to save the day, you know, even though he already knew he had it in the bag the whole time, you know, but he likes to appear as a hero to us. We like to appear to a hero to other people, whether, you know, I don't know if that's hard to admit or if you've ever thought about it. Sometimes I catch myself doing like when I like the go above and beyond, or when someone asks for help, or not, and you offer more help than they asked for. Sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes they need it or want it, but maybe they just couldn't or didn't know how to ask or didn't want to or didn't realize they needed it. But you know, but once in a while, I think I catch myself doing this. I'm like, oh, they didn't really ask for help, or I'm overstepping more than what they were really asking for. Like, that was good. But I think we kind of push, and so you're kind of, and it's more negative than I want it to sound. You're kind of trampling a little bit on kind of what the other person wants, because you want to help a lot, because you want to be a hero. You want to like solve it all and be great. And it could be vain, maybe, because you just want to be a hero and you want to have all the answers and look good. But that's not the way I was going with it. I could see why it would look like it's going that way, but you're like, oh, I helped that person. Like, and that feels good for us, and it feels good for you, and everyone's happy. But anyway, so we like solving problems. Does God like solving problems? This was it. Okay, these were just random thoughts. Okay, so let's not, don't think too theological on it yet, or what's true, what's not. And please don't say yes or no to it right away. Just kind of, let's just sit with it and talk with it, which I know it can be hard because you're like, oh, but I disagree, or I do agree. But all right, so this is going to be funny to me because it's going to go against everything I brought up with, was brought up with. But this makes me laugh. Does God keep the quote-unquote sin problem around because he likes solving problems? And then I wrote in parentheses, we're not perfect. We keep screwing up. We keep hurting people, getting hurt, which sucks. But he can fix that. He does. I've seen him fix that. I've seen, of course, I can't think of any examples now, but I know I have. You just like something happens in your spirit, in your soul, with an interaction with someone, and you've done the same to others. And then somehow it's reconciled better than you thought. And you're like, and I'm not saying it's a prerequisite, but you're usually talking, somehow praying, however that looks like to you, whether it's even a formal prayer or if it's just a thought or a feeling that you never, that you're barely even conscious of. But then it's responded to in a way that is as if you wrote it on a, like, I don't know, wrote it on a banner or sent it to God, or however that works. Like, you prayed with all the ferocity that you could ever imagine, but it's responded to in that way when sometimes it was just barely a glimmer of a conscious thought, how you felt or wanted. And like, so it's like, and a situation is resolved with a person or whatever based on that. And it's like, holy crap. Like, thank you, God. Like, how did you, like, that's how the level of like consciousness where I'm aware of it sometimes. I'm like, how did you even know I felt that way? You know, I didn't know I felt that way. And then you're, or barely knew. And then, so anyways, you know, it's funny. I wrote down right after that, if we're not perfect because, like, he keeps the sin problem around, I've heard all sorts of things lately, which is all cool. Like, I get where people are coming from about God and father and mother and gender and person, and he's a being, whatever. Okay, let's not get, okay, so I'm used to saying he and father and God, so there we are. Okay, so we can change, I guess, synonyms later or whatever. But so we're not perfect because he likes solving problems. So that's like saying, like, he keeps pain around because he likes putting on Band-Aids and Neosporin and watching it heal. Like, and then it's like really selfish and weird. Like, so I mean, obviously there's like a little bit of problem with that, and I kind of hope it's resolved one day, and maybe that's what heaven is. But you know, God, in my opinion, and from what I've seen and read and heard and felt and thought about, if that was the only reason he was doing it, it's pretty selfish. And that, it's funny, not that God can not be selfish, however you define selfishness, it kind of gets fuzzy there, but like, it seems out of his character to keep pain around just for the sake of being a hero. You know what I mean? I don't think that's the reason. But it just, these are just thoughts that spurred from, you know, liking to solve problems. So let's just keep going here. This got me thinking, solving problems in a way, maybe it's a form of creation. It's a form of creating. So I was thinking, like, well, why do we create? And I was like, why does God create? And I started thinking, what does creating do? Does creating solve problems? Whether it's to communicate something? I'm thinking just art in general, which is usually expressing something that it's like our language centers of our brain can't really convey. It's almost like feelings. It's almost like it's a different language. That's what art. And when I was younger, not that I'm that old, I did not really understand art a whole lot. And there's a lot of art that a lot of people like. And I'm like, whatever. You know, I don't like it. But I am starting to see more art. Whether it's bad art, good art, like, it's more, I think it is a lot of just trying to express something. It's almost like, and maybe bad art exists because the artist is finding the language in the process, kind of like what I'm doing now with this podcast and these thoughts. Like, I need to speak it out to find hopefully a gem in here, you know, maybe hopefully many gems. Maybe that's what good art does. It has many gems. I don't know. So what does art do? Does creating solve problems? Art, does art solve problems? Is creating and art a form of communicating something? Explore a joy or a hurt with a different language, like just like what I was saying before. I'm kind of reading off of this list here that all these thoughts that came to me that one morning. It's speaking to people, speaking with, I want to say to and with people. You know what I mean? Like to and with. It's sometimes you're like, oh, that art piece is with me. So you're speaking with people on a different language, on a different level. Oh, the music. Music, this was a form of art that I kind of forget about, honestly. There's graphic art, painting, all that stuff. But there's music. I listened to a podcast. It was a Robcast, and there's a violin on it. And there's a part of me that does like love orchestra, and I don't know what it is. It's almost like the unhurriedness of it is how it feels like some orchestra. You know, some of it's like, you know, I guess just like anything. But there's like a beauty and a power, a strong, subtle force. It's just going to keep going. Like, it's not the intense energy of AC/DC. It's not, but there's like a, there's almost more of a, so I, depending on the piece, I think there's more of a power to it of violins, of orchestra. It's different, obviously, but there's something there. And that communicates, I think, a lot with people. I think it almost has a staying power. It's funny. I look at the trees, nature outside, and you know, we're always feeling rushed, you know, hurried. We don't have to. Maybe you're not all, you know, I mean, we're not always feeling it. A lot of the times we do. And it's like, man, the trees, they just stay there. They sit. They soak in sun. They grow. And they're going to do it again tomorrow. And then they're going to lose their leaves in the winter. You know, if it's deciduous. I like that word. And they're going to look dead. But they're growing. They're resting. Whatever they're doing, they're going to come back. And they're just being. They're soaking. I mean, there's a lot of activity, you know. I'm sure photosynthesis, things moving down, up at the trunk, branches, leaves. Like, there's a lot of activity beneath the surface. But there's also, like, it seems to be the peace and a being. And, like, it's like, all right, we're going to just do this again tomorrow. We don't need to be in a hurry. We don't need to be in a rush. And there's a guy cutting wood using a saw. I assume he's cutting wood. Sorry if that's really distracting, but what are you going to do? So there he is, that guy. Can't see him, but I hear him. So, okay, I'm going to keep going. Is creating fun? and worth it in and of itself. These are just questions. Is it only worth something if it helps us solve problems? So is it fun? Is creating fun? Yeah, I don't think we create unless it's fun. Or let's back it off. It's satisfying. We wouldn't be doing it unless it's satisfying on some level. And I think that's the solving problems thing. I don't know why I wrote down worth it in and of itself. Because I think art and creating gets a bad rap. It's not productive. It's not, at least it's not immediately productive, but let's just say it's not productive. So does that make it not worth doing? You tell me. I don't know. And I don't think so at the same time. It might depend situation on situation, art piece to art piece, creating, like, so what if it doesn't make money? What if it doesn't really express myself as well as I thought? Is creating worth it in and of itself? Yes. I don't know why. But yes. I think it's tapping in to a different language that I think our culture tends to ignore. But it's a good, healthy language, and we all share it, and we all love it and can connect with that language. Whether we may not be able to speak it very well, which makes creating hard sometimes maybe, but when you hear a piece of music that moves you, when you see a mantra, I would say that's creating a phrase, something kind of that speaks to your soul. Like there's this, you can recognize it when it's there. Sunset. I mean, it's cliche, but man, sunrises. How about that? No one says a sunrise. But there's something about those colors, big open spaces, which I know has a lot to do with brain chemistry, I've heard. Open spaces, open skies, big bodies of water, feel like these clouds that take up in a huge sky and a huge field, and these clouds seem to take all sorts of shapes, and they're rumbling, and they're like staying put, yet they seem still, yet exotic, and like there's all this stuff speaks to us on some level. I guess whether it's spiritual, divine, brain chemistry, like, does it matter? Why can't it all be connected somehow? Why not? So is it worth it in of itself? Yes. And we don't need to know why. We don't need to give a reason as to why it's worth it. We can just know that it is and keep going with it. Okay. If it helps us solve problems, awesome. And I think it all eventually will. Even if it's not obvious, but I don't want the fact that it will solve a problem be my motivation for creating. It needs intrinsic value, in and of itself. So, there is that. It's kind of what I've been thinking about that. Those are some thoughts I wanted to get out. So it started off with, does God like solving problems? And here we are with creating an art, and this, it's a part of us. It's a piece of us. Yeah, let's roll with it. Let's not beat ourselves up when we want to do, which I think should be often when, maybe you have to wait till it builds up steam. Before we can, let it burst out or start a project, start a thing. And maybe it only takes 15 minutes to finish. Maybe it takes an hour. Maybe it takes years. But creating is fun. It's worth it in and of itself. It's needed. It doesn't need any other value, but that it just know that it's worth it. And, yeah, it's not productive. That's not the key to everything. Obviously, we need to make money. You gotta harvest the crops back. You gotta barter. You gotta buy stuff. You gotta live. That stuff needs to happen, no doubt. I'm not saying don't do that stuff. Yeah, sometimes it makes it hard to just sit down and create. However, it's funny. Without the things that we have to do, I don't know. I don't even think we would do the things that we think that we want to do that aren't necessarily needed. It's almost like the pressure from the fact. I've noticed this lately with myself. It's like there are things I want to do, whether it's my own like little programming or website project, whether it's, well, it could be anything. You want to reorganize your garage. You want to, you know, clean a part of the house or that bedroom that you haven't done, you know. Sometimes you need, you need space and time to do that, obviously, but it's funny. If you have too much freedom and too much space and time to do something, it, like, never gets done. You're like, well, I have all the time in the world. I can do it whenever. But when there's the pressure, and this hurts. I wish life didn't work this way, but it does. When there's the pressure of, like, crap, I have to work all this week, and I have this going on, you know, Saturday, it seems like I really want to get this done. It seems like I can only fit it in for these 2 hours or 15 minutes or 30 minutes, like between, you know, 2 and 4 on a Saturday. And then I got to go do something else, or I have to do it after work for a couple nights a week. Like, it's funny. Like, I mean, it sucks and it's not ideal and we don't really want it that way, but it's almost the fact that there's the fact that there is other stuff that has to get done, it boils things down. It creates this pressure of getting the stuff done that isn't productive. It makes it productive. You know what I mean? Like it makes us do it because I don't know. Maybe it's the feeling that time is limited, that there are restrictions and we need to do it. That's to say, if you're having trouble, if you've had a thing in your mind to do something and you're just having a hard time getting it done and you're feeling like, or you keep saying to yourself, like, I have a lot of time, I can get it done later. I would say, one, just, it's okay. Again, you know, I said this in another episode, release yourself from, you know, have freedom from the pursuit of this project that you hit, from the pursuit of, I have to get this done or else, or, you know, that or else could be like, I'm not a good person, or I didn't finish what I said I would accomplish, all that crap, blah, 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 blah. So give yourself freedom where you are. Let it build up steam. It'll build up steam, and you don't know when that day will come. The day will come, but you don't know when. You can't control it. Good Lord, I need to not, and please, you also don't try to control it. We can't. We cannot control the day when things need to build up steam. It just happens. I wasn't planning. I mean, I was kind of planning on recording this today, but like not at the same time. It's been kind of grating in the back of my mind, and like today just felt like today was the day. You know, maybe I could think the most clearly. I had some other thoughts. There was just time. Had the time, but I also have the time. Okay, so before I deviate, deviate too much. Give yourself freedom. This is just where you are. Okay. Not step one, but like item two, I guess. Just let it build up steam. And if it's not there yet, that's fine. It'll build up steam when it's right, when the time is right. Step three, item three. I forgot. Hopefully that comes back to me. This was item three. Maybe, and obviously kind of judge for yourself or make it a trial run if this is right for you. But fill your schedule with other stuff, good stuff, bad stuff, other crap. Just fill up your schedule because we are weird creatures. Sometimes like, and this is what I was saying before. Sometimes we cannot do one thing until we feel the pressure from other things that are unrelated. I mean, they could be related or unrelated. It's just the fact of, like when our plates are getting full, it's like you start feeling the pressure. That maybe this is what helps build up the steam. Maybe this is like the stoking of the fire to build up the steam to do other stuff. Like, I don't have any good examples right now, but fill your schedule up with other stuff. Go hang out with maybe if you got friends nearby that you can hang out with, like hang out with more people, or like just I don't know, do other projects that you don't really want to do but they're easy, you know. When I say do, fill your stuff with other things, they need to be like kind of like commitments, not just like I'm gonna go for a walk, but it almost needs to be like I need to put in extra hours at work. Or I need to, if you're already volunteering, or maybe like volunteer or sign up for a class that maybe only mildly interests you, that you kind of don't really want to do. And you might be worried about money and time, like, but the very pressure from the use of those things will help get you to your ultimate goal. Hopefully. I mean, nothing's guaranteed here. These are just things that I've noticed in my life, and I'm just kind of offering things. I'll need to take my own advice here at some point. But yeah, volunteer, sign up for a class that, you know, only mildly interests you if it's not really what you want to do. Just fill up your time with like commitments of some sort where people kind of expect to see you. Where something may not really get done or done well unless you're there, because you said you would do it. And that is my hope. If you're having trouble, it will build up the pressure to do the thing that will that's been in your mind. I want to say that will ultimately make your heart come alive, which, I mean, it will when it's done for a short time. That'll feel good and ride that wave. That's good. And, you know, like I said before, ride the wave where you are now, you know, where it's kind of hard and weird and you're feeling like crap, like you want to do something better. Like, where's my motivation? Why can't I just get this done? You know, I'm hoping all of this kind of helps, overcome that, or at least deal with it, recognize it, and just keep going with it. So, yeah, that's about it. There's a lot of activity outside. I hope it's not distracting. I don't know if you can hear it. Oh my gosh, this guy is now, starting up some sort of, hold on 1 second. Okay, sorry about that. I wanted to at least close the windows, because I wanted to finish this off with some thoughts, or make sure I could actually, like, think, you know, as I'm wrapping this up. So I just closed the windows. It's cool. It's not hot out yet today. I don't think today's gonna be hot at all, which is nice. So yeah, all these things that I'm saying, I'm just trying to help you just be content with these things that are on your heart and your mind, and it's not there yet. Let it build up steam. Let it do it. The day will come. Keep it in the back of your mind. It'll push itself forward when it's ready. This is weird to say because I'm not a woman, but I want the term gave birth, like, came to mind. Like, you can't really control when you're going to give birth. I mean, I understand C-section and all that, but like obviously having it too soon is bad. But you can't control, like, I'm ready now, you know, and like the baby is ready now, but like, I'm ready. I want to have, it's just going to come when it comes. Right. So it seems. Maybe it's similar to that. So, yeah. Let's have peace with ourselves. These things will get done. Let's create, because it's worth it in and of itself. And we'll get done all the other stuff that needs to get done too. And we'll have time. We'll have time to do it. One day when the time's right. So, sounds a little whimsical, and it sounds a little like just go with the flow, it'll get done when it gets done, but it's not that kind of go with the flow. This is the kind of like just like we're waiting, or like you have to go with the flow when you know, that train analogy, right? It can't go before it's ready. You're gonna go when you're ready, and I don't know how that comes to be, but it just does. So I've beaten the proverbial dead horse a little bit by repeating myself a lot here at the end, but I'm just trying it. You know, you've figured out by now, that's my way of kind of digging for any other thoughts that are lurking in my head. And sometimes stuff pops out, which is good, right? Right. You can't answer me, or I can't hear you at least, but I'm going to imagine that you are agreeing with me. So, I believe this is going to be the end of this podcast. I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to maybe change a bike tire today. Maybe go for a little bike ride. We'll see. I'm visiting a friend who's at a farmer's market with her kids, and she's selling like popsicles, I think it is. Something like that. And I kind of want a bike there, but it's kind of far. We'll see what I do. But that's what I got going on today for all those of you who care, you know, find interesting. And yeah, and maybe I'll have some more thoughts later. All right, cool. Well, have a good day, y'all. Good talking to you. I hope you enjoyed this. All right, bye.